18. Long after midnight, Tom woke to find Douglas scribbling rapidly in the nickel tablet by flashlight.
Doug? What's up?
Up? Everything's up. I'm counting my blessings, Tom. Look here, the happiness machine didn't work out, did it? But who cares? I got the whole year lined up anyway. Need to run anywhere on the main streets, I got the Greentown trolley to look around and spy on the world from. Need to run anywhere off the main streets, I knock on Miss Fern and Miss Roberta's door, and they charge up the batteries on their electric runabout, and we go sailing down the sidewalks. Need to run down alleys and over fences to see that part of Greentown you only see around back and behind and creep up on, and I get my brand new sneakers. Sneakers, runabout, trolley, I'm set. But even better, Tom, even better, listen. If I want to go where no one else can go because they're not smart enough to even think of it, if I want to charge back to 1890 and then transfer to 1875 and transfer again cross town to 1860, I just hop on the old Colonel Freely Express. I'm writing it down here this way. Maybe old people were never children like we claim with Mrs. Bentley, but big or little, some of them were standing around at Appomattox the summer of 1865. They got Indian vision and can sight back further than you and me will ever sight ahead.
That sounds swell, Doug. What does it mean?
Douglas went on writing. It means you and me ain't got half the chance to be far travelers they have. If we're lucky, we'll hit 40, 45, 50. That's just a jog around the block to them. It's when you hit 90, 95, 100 that you're far traveling like heck. The flashlight went out. They lay there in the moonlight.
Tom, whispered Douglas, I got to travel all those ways, see what I can see.
But most of all, I got to visit Colonel Freely once, twice, three times a week. He's better than all the other machines. He talks, you listen. And the more he talks, the more he gets you to peering around and noticing things. He tells you you're riding on a very special train, by gosh. And sure enough, it's true. He's been down the track, and he knows. And now here we come, you and me, along the same track. But further on, and so much looking and snuffing and handling things to do, you need old Colonel Freely to shove and say, look alive, so you remember every second, every darn thing there is to remember. So when kids come around when you're real old, you can do for them what the Colonel once did for you. That's the way it is, Tom. I got to spend a lot of time visiting him and listening, so I can go far traveling with him as often as he can.
Tom was silent a moment. Then he looked over at Douglas there in the dark.
Far traveling? You make that up? Maybe yes and maybe no. Far traveling, whispered Tom.
Only one thing I'm sure of, said Douglas, closing his eyes. It sure sounds lonely.